Good morning. Would you stand up with me, please? You know, we can just, right now, we can engage our spirits and we can step into a different place right now in the spirit. Praise God. I, for one, Pastor, I'm excited about what we're going to be doing on those Wednesday nights. Amen. Excited about it. Because, you know, the gifts of the Spirit are for our profit. They're good for us. Amen. They're for our profit. Praise God. You know, 1 Corinthians 14:6 says this. He said, if I just come to you speaking with tongues, but I don't do anything else, or I don't speak by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine, I'm not going to do you any good. Now, we, for those of you who aren't used to being around tongues, I flow in and out of tongues a lot when I'm ministering. But there's tongues when you're praying to God by your spirit. But then when I come to you, it's more authoritative. And it needs to be supported with enforcing doctrine. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And revelation and knowledge. You know, we're going to see some different things this year. Amen. Let's lift our hands and worship Him for just a moment. Let's just engage our spirits, Lord, today. We just thank You, Lord. We step into the place. Let's worship Him in the Spirit for just a moment. Oh, thank You, Lord. We worship You today. We engage our spirits, Lord. And we just step over into the Spirit. Hallelujah. There are diversities of gifts. And we're going to see differences of gifts, praise God. There are differences of operations. We're going to see some new things, glory to God, that we've never seen before. For the Lord said, I'll do a new thing. I'll do a new thing in the earth. And it'll bring rivers in the desert. And if you've been dry, there's rivers coming for the desert. Hallelujah. Our God is so infinite. He's so unsearchable that He can do a new thing every second of every day for the rest of your life and never do anything the same. And still it'll line up with the Word of God. It'll glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And it'll edify the body. Hallelujah. Edify the body. I hear the word upgrade in my spirit. Oh, the Lord's upgrading some things. He's upgrading some things in your life. And you know what? When you're upgraded, you don't have to struggle for it. You don't have to take a second job for it. It just comes on you and you receive it, praise God. He's upgrading some people. He's going to upgrade some houses. I see an upgrade in equipment. Praise God. Upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Better. 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 The Lord is providing some better thing for us in 2019. Better. Things that have been stuck are going to get freed up. Things that have been stuck in your life are going to free up. Can you receive it? Praise God. Cynthia, I've had you and Eddie on my heart for weeks. Movement. Some things you've needed to see move are going to move in 2019. Movement. Freeing up. It's almost going to be like you're catapulted from one place to another effortlessly. Freed up. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. You'll see things you've longed to see. Things you've been praying about. Things you've been worshiping the Lord over. You're going to start seeing them. Strength. Fresh strength in your life. Praise God. Movement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you receive upgrade this year? Better things coming our way. Better things coming our way. Praise God. The Lord is going to begin to manifest Himself by the Spirit. And just like Pastor Mark's been talking about on these Wednesday nights, we need to look forward to it with excitement, not with nervousness or drawing back or what's going to happen. It's for our profit. It's for our profit. It's to lift us to another place in the Spirit. And we can go there. We can go there. Glory to God. There's going to be some upgrading in your homes, upgrading in finances, upgraded in jobs. Just like Pastor Mark talked about this ridiculous favor, there's going to be things just drop on you, glory to God, and it's going to lift you from one place to another with no effort whatsoever. Can you worship Him this morning? Lord, we worship You. We thank You, Lord, Thank you, Lord. New things. New things being done. Glory to God. And everything that's done will line up with the Word. And everything that's done will glorify the Lord Jesus. And it'll bring edification to the body. For these things are to edify us and to bless us and to lift us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we receive that right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, how does favor look on me? Because it looks really good on you.
Wow, how do you follow that one? How do you follow that? Praise God. So I'm going to read from Galatians 6, 1 through 2, and it reads, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In verse 1, it says, you who are spiritual. And what it means, and this is from the concordance, it is one who has let their body and mind be ruled by the Spirit. Can't get any plainer than that. So those who are spiritual, who have let their body and mind be dominated by your recreated, perfect, and holy, and righteous Spirit. And so, go on to the word to restore. It means to put a thing in its appropriate condition, what they were meant to be.
Amen.
To establish, to equip, to repair, and to set it right. And then it talks about, and it goes on, in the spirit of meekness. Do it because you love them and not because they're a project. And in the spirit, it's you're breathing life back into them. You're breathing the life of God back into them. In the way that you talk to them, and the way that you treat them, and the way that you minister to them, it is God's breath of life into them through you.
Wow.
Okay? Okay, so you are not tempted. And the thing about it is a lot of times this is judgment, the way that we judge other people. I'm just going to read what I wrote down. Never judge the motives of why they do what they do. Or in your heart say, I can't believe what they did. I would never do that. That's judgment. Just keep that in mind. That is judgment. And in verse 2 it says, bear, to take up and to hold. Bear, it says, bear one another's burdens so you fulfill the law of Christ. Bear, take up, hold, help them. Help them. As we begin to learn and to receive the understanding, and that's his understanding, not our understanding of it, receive his understanding of the truth and what it means to reign in life and letting the King reign in you, we're to bring the people that are around us along with us for the ride.
Come on.
So pull them with us, guys. And I'm going to end with Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell. Let it be in you richly and abundantly in all wisdom. Not your wisdom, but his wisdom. Teaching and admonishing. That's exhorting and lifting up one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Amen. Awesome. You're breathing life into other people. I just love that. The breath that God has given you is to be breathed into the lives of others. And isn't that amazing? So we look at people the way that God sees them. And that's awesome. Okay, so I have some things that I'm going to share with you this morning. Be ready to catch it, because I'm about to go. It's going to be awesome with the Lord. I mean, we're talking about the year of the reigning King, 2019. What that simply means for us at Life of Faith Church is we want the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to reign in us and to reign through us. All right? He can't reign through me if he's not reigning in me. So if there's areas in your life that you're holding on to yourself and you're saying, God, I don't want to give that to you. I don't want that to be yours. I just want this to be mine. So you're saying that you can do a better job of ruling and reigning over that area than Jesus himself. That's a pretty arrogant position to be in, by the way. But those areas are areas that if he's not reigning in those lives and you're not giving him to him fully and saying, your will be done in my finances, your will be done in my family, your will be done in my relationships, your will be done in my gifting, your will be done in my job, that you're not really letting him reign in you, then he won't have the opportunity to reign through you for you to be an example to others at your job place. See, everything is about dominion, and it's about the King's dominion. It's not about your dominion. Get that. Okay, when we talk about the believer's authority, authority has been given to you, but we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are his representatives here on the earth. And it is about him being demonstrated and expressed and through our lives, and that we are showing forth, that we are putting him on display in our life. And it's about his authority being extended and his reign and his influence being extended through his body. Because even though Jesus defeated the devil, and that Jesus defeated darkness, this is the way it works. He defeated sin, disease, darkness, and all things that would fall under Satan's authority, that would fall under darkness's realm. Jesus defeated that so that it can no longer have authority over you. It can no longer have authority over those that believe in Christ. If you are in Christ, it no longer has authority over you. If you are out of Christ, if you're not in him, so those that are unbelievers, those that are living in a godless world and that are not God-centered and do not have Jesus in their life, they are living under the authority of darkness. And it's continuing to try to spread today in our nation, in our around the world, in our communities. Darkness has not laid down and said, well, I guess it's over with. No, it is trying to afflict and infect as many people as it possibly can. And the church, by and large, has sat idly by while darkness has gradually creeped into different areas in our nation and in different areas like the entertainment industry, the media. So, I mean, when you look at these things, you see that darkness controls them. I need a drink of water. Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat, but it's not making me laugh. And so, as I said a couple of weeks ago about the reigning king, if you look at Daniel chapter 7, when Jesus ascended to heaven, and there's the picture that he is there, he received the kingdom from God, from the Ancient of Days. And that same kingdom is an everlasting dominion, an everlasting kingdom. And then he turned around and he gave it to the saints. Read through Daniel chapter 7. It's not talking about a future time. It's talking about what happened when Jesus ascended to heaven. There's a kingdom, there's a dominion that is forever, but it is expressed through his body here on the earth. Amen. Now, to show you what darkness is trying to do and how the reign of the king happens. And this is important that you get it. I'm talking about ridiculous favor today. I'm talking about some things that God has put on my heart for you and where we are as a church and where we are as the body of Christ, okay? But you see that Just because people go to church and just because we have large churches, we have large churches in this community here, we have large churches around the world, that darkness hasn't backed off yet. So in the state of New York, just this past week, they signed into law a bill that now allows abortions to be performed up to the time of birth, full 9 months, and it doesn't have to be done by a doctor. And in the fine print, as I understand it, that even if the baby were to survive, that they have permission to kill it outside of the womb. It is the worst law regarding this that has ever been created in this nation. Children being slaughtered. It's demonic. It also is a law to be laid at the feet of the church in that community and in that area that has not done its job to evangelize, to change people's hearts, to put God on display. I'm not saying that every church is responsible, but I'm talking about the body of Christ at large, that we need to be as wise as serpents, harmless as doves, but we need to be on guard and be aware of everything that Satan is trying to do and the kingdom of darkness is trying to do to try to continue to infiltrate people's thinking and infiltrate people's minds. You know, I don't care what political party you vote for or not. This is not about politics. Okay? This is not about Democrat versus Republican. This is not about liberal versus conservative. This has nothing to do with any of that. You know, both parties do some things good, and that's what this is not a political thing. This is a spiritual war that we are in, and it is about the king and the reign of the king, and the devil is trying to take as many people to hell as he possibly can. And I'm telling you, child of God, if you're just coming to church to find out what church can do for you and how you can be comfortable in your life, and so you're for and no more, and as long as God is blessing you and that's it, then you need to consider finding another church that preaches that way. Okay, because what we're going to do here at Life of Faith Church is I am going to encourage you. I am going to spur you to get involved. That what the ridiculous favor that is in your life is because of so that you can increase your influence where you are, so that we can change the hearts of people. The territory of the kingdom of God is the hearts of men. And we need to be about influencing others. We don't need to be silent.
That's right.
It is not a choice to be able to kill an unborn child. It is murder. That child was created by God Himself. And for us to be okay with it, or for us just to not be concerned about it because that's New York and that doesn't affect us. It does affect us. It does. And as long as we are okay, and we say, how did it get that far? Because people wouldn't stand up and speak truth. Because people in the workplace would rather not make somebody mad and not be, you know, and be more concerned about people being offended by our stance for righteousness than to speak out and speak truth. I would rather somebody be offended because I'm speaking the truth of what God has said and give them an opportunity to make a choice to believe that truth than to stand idly by while they are influencing the lives of others. Because through our silence, the kingdom of darkness is being spread. But when we speak light, and light is being spread. And your identity doesn't come from what people think about you. Yeah, but what if I get fired from my job?
What if I don't get that promotion? What if? So in other words, speaking truth, you know, is only dependent on where truth is accepted. You can't be that way. We're not trying to be a light to people that already know light. We have to be a light in darkness. I'm getting real with you this morning. Okay? We're talking about the lives of unborn children. This is not something to be played around with. That we have an opportunity, even yes, down here in Birmingham, Alabama, to speak out. Because if we don't speak out here, then what we'll do is we'll allow the influences of darkness to eventually work its way into our culture. And as it's being promoted across the media and promoted across the entertainment, you know, and we're the ones that's called out of touch and things like that. Mm-mm. The United States of America is not going to exist forever, guys. Okay? There is a time that Jesus will return. His kingdom will be set up in a physical way here on the earth. And so it's about him and it's about his kingdom. And let us focus on that and let us allow the king to reign through us. Now, I don't mean for this to be just a somber moment, but I think that we need to pray. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we acknowledge you. We see. We know that it's not your will. And that even while I talk about the things that are happening in the state of New York, that Father, we also recognize that there's been great advancement and that there's been a great shift in our culture and in other states such as Texas and other places that have put laws in place to minimize the killing of innocent unborn children. So we acknowledge that and we're thankful for that. But Father, this is just a blatant attack by the kingdom of darkness to try to undo those things. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just declare that what we can do, Lord, I just pray for boldness to erupt in our lives, to erupt in the church right now. I'm asking you right now that perhaps that this will be a tipping point for churches in the Northeast and in that area that are surrounded by communities that think that this is okay, that Father, that they'll begin to stand up and begin to speak the truth of the gospel, not out of hatred or not out of anger, but maybe out of a righteous indignation or a righteous anger, but rather that people will know that will know your love that came to set them free, but the love that also values every life, born and unborn. And that every life in your kingdom, Father, has a gift, has a purpose, has a calling, and that people would begin to see and begin to celebrate your life in the name of Jesus. That the United States of America would be a place that celebrates a culture of life in Jesus' name. And that, Father, we still declare that we are free, that we have liberty, not because of what our forefathers have done, but because of Jesus Christ, that this nation is to be a light on a hill, Father, and that we will set the standard, and it'll be a standard of righteousness, Father, but it starts in our churches, it starts in our lives, and Father, we yield. Jesus, we yield to you. We yield to you and we say yes to you and we'll speak the things that you tell us to speak and we'll say the things that you tell us to say and we'll do the things that you tell us to do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we declare that darkness flees. We declare that we'll resist the devil. And he will flee and run in stark terror. That we'll be like Paul. We'll answer the call that Jesus, you said, that you're sending Paul to the nations to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that people would receive and know that they could receive forgiveness for their sin and an inheritance among those that are sanctified by faith in you. That Father, we say that Life of Faith Church and the people are here, we answer that same call to be a voice to the nations, to help open people's eyes, to help them turn from darkness to light, and that we'll be a part of the expansion of your kingdom here on the earth as we declare boldly the freedom that is available through you, Jesus. You reign. And we acknowledge that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Last week, I told you the story about, somebody say ridiculous favor. I told you the story about Miss Shelby Jean Owens, that I had the opportunity to share at her homegoing celebration when she went home to be with the Lord, and how the mayor of Birmingham and the city council and the former mayor all came out. I'm like, who is this woman? They'd been a part of our church for years and years. And so her son, Keith, came up to me after the service. Somebody say ridiculous favor. Now, I just told that story just kind of as a, impromptu thing. But check this out. He told me that the day before last week, so Saturday a week ago, that he got a call from an insurance company that said, we have been looking for you for 3 years. It was 3 years ago that Miss Shelby Jean Owens went to be home with the Lord. We have been looking for you for 3 years, trying to track your family down or whatever, because there's an insurance policy that you're the beneficiary of. Am I telling the truth, Keith? And so just the day before that, I'm talking about ridiculous favor, man, it found him. It had been tracking him down. And I mean, they got in touch with them. And so, now there's a whole insurance policy. I don't know how much it is or anything like that, but it don't make no difference. That's a big thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that surely and goodness will follow you all the days of your life. The blessing of God is chasing you down. The favor of God is surrounding you. It is going around you. I'm telling you what, you need to give God thanks for the favor that's on your life this morning. Ridiculous favor. Come on. Let me tell you something. Favor. Where does it manifest itself best? Where does favor in your life, how does it manifest itself? As we look at the Bible, as we look at the different stories in the Bible, favor manifests itself in difficult situations. See, we want favor to manifest itself when everything is easy. Well, first of all, in Christ, everything is easy. He, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I am living in a place of ease and comfort. See, the wilderness experience is not about you going through difficult and hard times. The wilderness, what it shows to us is God's provision for them when nobody else could make it on their own out there in the wilderness. They would have died if they had tried to live on their own. They said it over and over again. God, you've called us out of Egypt to come into the wilderness, and we're just going to die here. They would have died if they had been on their own. But God, working with them, traveling with them, pillar of fire by night, pillar of cloud by day, manna being rained down from heaven every single day. It don't matter where you are right now. You are surrounded by provision. Your provision isn't based on what's happening around you. Your provision, you're taking provision to your surroundings because the God of provision is there. And so we see that the favor of God, like Joseph that I talked about last week, the favor of God happened when he found himself in a land that he couldn't speak the language, in slavery, the favor of God. See, that's where it manifested the most in his life. When he went to prison, the favor of God. But the favor of God took a man that was in political prison, in Pharaoh's prison, at the lowest of the low, and in one day elevated him to the top. He was second in command of all the known world at that time. Only the favor and the blessing of God can do that. Don't be thinking that your promotion is based on whatever your company has worked out as, you know, 5 years from now you can be this and 5 years from now you can be that. No, God, favor. You got to stop getting out of a natural mindset. What we're doing right now for the next few weeks is we're trying to get you. I'm trying to get into your brain that you have favor in your life, that God can do something suddenly in your life in one moment that takes you into a place of amazing blessing, of amazing favor. But you will not end up there if you don't believe that. If you continue to, if your outlook on life is a pessimistic, I'll eventually get there one day outlook, then you might get there one day, but you will not experience the blessing of God because you only have access. I used this illustration the other day when I was talking to the ladies down at Love Ladies Center. I'd asked the Lord, God, give me a picture that I can give them. And in the middle of it, he gave me this picture. So here it is. So suppose I brought in a safe. I brought in a safe, and in this safe, I said, there's cash, and there's gold, and there's silver, and there's jewels. And all of it, you know, represents a value of more than $1 million. And so here it is. I am giving this, the safe and its contents to you. Well, first of all, people will be like shouting. Y'all be praising God like you never praised God before. Right? Or even if I said there is enough in there that each one of you could have $1 million. That would even raise the excitement level up. So here it is. It is yours. I've signed it over to you. Have fun with it. What's the problem?
Don't know how to get in.
It's locked. You don't know the combination. So even though the safe and all of its possessions or all of its contents is in your possession, you still don't get to experience it because you have no access to it. Well, Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Let's bring that up on screen. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Remember how Jesus said, I want them to know, Paul, that they have an inheritance among those who are sanctified, that he has actually freely given to us all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, as they're pulling up this, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that the Holy Spirit is given to us that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Check this out. In Romans 5:2, it says, through whom also, talking about Jesus Christ, we have what? We have access by what? Faith into this grace in which we stand. Faith is the combination to open the door to all of the inheritance that God has given you. In other words, what you will only experience, the grace of God, the favor of God, his inheritance to you, the grace of God is everything he has freely done for you, he has freely given to you. It's all of those things that he's done through the person of Jesus Christ, but you will not experience it if you will not believe it. Your experience will only rise to the level of your believing. I am a great testimony to that. I thought and agreed with things like healing and things like the blessing of God and the provision of God for most of my life. Thank God for good teaching that came from my dad and my mother, and I was raised in that environment about believing God. But until I really discovered for myself how much God loved me until I discovered for myself what He had given me and what He had what He had blessed me with and what He had made already available. Instead of trying to obtain it, I recognized He already gave it. And what was needed was I just needed to believe it. When Jennifer and I 8 years ago made the choice, almost 8 years ago, we're going to change the way we believe, man, it changed our experience. I agreed with a lot of things here. And man, we can be an amen generation. Can somebody say amen? Amen. But your amen needs to be experienced on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Amen. Needs to be fruit. You need to experience the grace of God. You need to experience the inheritance. You need to experience His blessing. Are you tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of being broke? Are you tired of being addicted, oppressed, depressed? Are you tired of all of those things? Okay, well, then it starts with a change in your believing. And so you have access into the amazing grace of God by faith. Amen. By what you believe. So what I'm saying is ridiculous favor, all of these things, it all comes on you based on how you believe and how you see yourself. Do you see yourself the way that God sees you? See? Amen. And so the kingdom of God, dominion, all of those things, you know, these aren't things that are unreachable or unattainable. Ridiculous favor is on your life if you go into every situation knowing that you are not to be influenced, but you are an influencer. Yeah. I used to go into every situation expecting to be influenced and seeing myself more as everybody else knows more than me. Everybody else has more experience than I do. And so therefore, you know, I just need to keep my mouth shut. And I never saw myself as having anything to offer to somebody else. That's a word for somebody this morning. The self-image that you have of yourself is that you don't have anything to offer people. You don't have anything to offer a spouse. You don't have anything to offer for a relationship. You don't have anything to offer church. You don't have anything to offer in society. And so you see yourself as defeated and as somebody that has to keep climbing and climbing and scrapping and all of that. And you don't have to be that way, child of God, because you have Jesus on the inside of you and He has given you a gift and you have something for somebody else. And that is a lie of the devil to try to keep you from stepping into your calling by trying to tell you that you don't have anything to offer, that you are a failure and that you will never get it right. Well, you don't have to worry about getting it right because Jesus is the one that got it right for you and turned around and said, I have taken all of your mistakes and I've turned around and I'm giving you my rightness, and that's the way I see you. And as long as you will just receive that, it's a free gift of righteousness. That's going to be March, so I'm not going to talk about that right now. Man, oh man. The favor of God will lift you up. It expresses itself. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ended up being taken to Babylon to another as Israel was defeated. And so Daniel thrived. It says here in let's see, let me read the scripture here. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. God's the one that causes favor to happen in your life. Everywhere you go, you should look at, if you're in a difficult job situation, if you're in a difficult problem, you need to see, man, here's a great time. Here's a great opportunity for the favor of God to shine in my life. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Do you know that Jesus had to increase in favor? Jesus, the Son of God, had to increase in favor. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. You can start at one place of favor, but you need to always be increasing and abounding in favor. See more. Somebody say more. More. Somebody say more. More. Okay, the ones that say more, you're going to get more. The ones that aren't saying more. Say, come on, more favor. You got to engage yourself in this stuff. Engage yourself into the grace of God. I'm talking about be aggressive about believing what God has said. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Friday, I was talking to Lamar, and so I'm going to talk about two things and then kind of bring this to a close. Just, there's a lot of words from different people. You should be able to take enough, but I want you over the next 10 minutes to listen very closely, because this was a word that the Lord really kind of talked to me about Friday that I want you to see. I want you to get. As I was talking about where we had been and where we're going as a church and what the Lord is putting on my heart, I said, you know, Lamar, I said, really what it feels like spiritually is it just feels like that we are, that I'm under an open heaven. And I said that, I said it, and then I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. I said, that's exactly what it feels like. I haven't been able to put it into words, but that we are under an open heaven. And that got me all kinds of stirred up. And that's a word for you. And that's, you know, not that all of a sudden God's just in 2019 opening the windows of heaven, but the windows of heaven were opened because of what Jesus did. And we recognize that first, that the moment that he said it is finished and he gave up, you know, his spirit, and that he died on the cross, that the veil of the temple was rent and ripped in two. I mean, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the common people to recognize that from now on, that now we have access into the throne of God, that there is no separation from the throne, that we are in Christ, and that Jesus made a way for us to come, and everything was done so that God is no longer waiting for our performance to determine when he opens up the windows of heaven. He made that available to us because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. We start with that truth. So, but knowing that truth and experiencing that truth are two different things. And what I'm really trying to get across to you guys for the next few months is getting you from a place of knowing. You guys know these truths that I'm talking about. The goodness of God, the blessing of God. God is good. He is good all the time. His glory is manifested out of his goodness. And you know all of these things. But I want to see you experiencing it like never before. If the Word of God says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, 2019 needs to be the year that God is doing abundantly above all that Mark and Jennifer can ask or think. I need to personalize that. I need to expect that. I need to be in a place that I'm experiencing that. See, I'm just trying to elevate your expectation. So I said it feels like, it really does, that we've shifted, that we're under an open heaven. An open heaven. What is an open heaven? Well, we're getting a real sense of what an open heaven looks like here in the state of Alabama with all the rain that we've had. I wake up in the morning with all this weather and wonder if we're living in Seattle, Washington or London, England. That just rains and rains and rains and rains. Well, I've never seen so much rain in all my life. But let's parallel that to the things of the Spirit for just a moment. You know, is you know, the first time an open heaven is mentioned is in Genesis chapter 7 when Noah created the ark, and it says that the fountains of the deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened and the rain came down for 40 days and 40 nights and just flooded the whole earth. So an open heaven is not a sprinkle. An open heaven is not a little dab will do you. An open heaven isn't an afternoon shower. An open heaven is a deluge that you get so flooded with the goodness of God. It is a flood. Come on. It is a flood. It is an open heaven that then turns into rivers in your life. It turns into, and you get carried away. As a matter of fact, man, just, whoo, glory to God. Ezekiel talks about, he sees the heavens. He sees the temple of God. And out from the temple, out from the throne of God, there's this river that was coming out. And it just continued to go out and out. And he said, so I stepped into the river. And it came up to my ankles, and then I went a little bit further, and it came up to my to my legs, and I went a little bit further, and it came up to my waist, and he kept going further and further. And you need to go further and further into the realms of the Spirit, into the rivers of the Spirit of God. And what happened is he got into a place that he couldn't touch ground anymore, and so now he's just carried by the currents that are coming from the throne of the heavens. 2019, if you're ready for it, can be the year that you are being carried by the currents of the rivers of God that is coming from the throne of God, that is showering down on you, that everywhere you walk. Let me give you a visual for just a moment. Have you ever watched that cartoon Peanuts? Peanuts. You've seen Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and all of that. There's a character on there. I think his name is Pigpen. Yeah. Remember Pigpen? Everywhere Pigpen goes, there's this little cloud. He's just dirty and just goes with him everywhere he goes, and he can't get away from it. And so things aren't good for him. Well, let's flip that for just a moment. Okay. All right. We're not Pigpen, We're God's glory. We're his children. And so what happens, there's a glory cloud that's just going with us. There's the favor cloud. The Bible says that you can pass me about with favor as with a shield. He surrounds me with favor as with the shield. Yesterday at prayer, one of the men here, prayer on Saturdays is awesome at 9:00. And you ought to come be a part of it at least once a month. It is amazing. We do it every Saturday. But Wayne Wright got this picture. He said, I saw that God showed me like this big circle. And right in the middle of the circle was this little dot, right there in the center. And what God said is you're that dot and I'm everything else, which means nothing can get to you that's of the enemy or anything like that, because you're in the center. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Open heavens. Somebody say open heavens. Open. Under the old covenant, I want to go as my final scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Under open heavens, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. I'm going to read something to you about ridiculous favor and open heavens. They go together. Ridiculous favor and open heavens. I want you to see that the heart of God from the very beginning, if you were to go from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about blessing his children. It's all about being manifested through him. It's all about breathing into us so that we can breathe into others. Okay? It's about what he wants to do in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. It shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day. That's verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Actually, let me read it from the New King James Version. But I want you to see this not from what they had to do, because that shifted in the new covenant. I want you to see from what God's perspective and what his heart is. It says, let's see here. Let me read it again. I'm being technically challenged this morning. Here we go. It shall come to pass, if you'll diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God, check this out, his heart is to set you on high above all nations of the earth. That's what God wants to do in your life, if you'll let him. Here it is. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I think we heard about that. The insurance company calling Keith. blessings overtaking. Because you're obeying the voice of the Lord your God, blessed you'll be in the city. Blessed you'll be in the country. Blessed will be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed you'll be when you go out. Some of you just need to stand at a door and go in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Just as a visual saying, yep, I'm blessed. Yep, I'm blessed. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. Hey, you don't have to worry about people that are against you. God will take care of all of that. They'll come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouse. That means that you have so much being stored up, so much being left over, that you're not having to live paycheck to paycheck. You're not having to live month to month. You're not having to live week to week. That God wants you to experience His blessing in your life. Oh, well, I just don't know about that. Okay, well, you don't have to have it. But I want what God wants me to have. If you don't know about it, that means you won't believe it, which means you won't what? Experience it. In all to which you set your hand, and in all, and He will bless you in the land which He is giving you. The Lord is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself. Man, God's the one that's going to make you holy. God's the one that is giving you righteousness, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep His commandments, the Lord your God, and to walk in His ways. Then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called. See, it's not about you. It's about you in the sense that you're going to put God on display. Be very cautious. Be very cautious in these days as the favor of God begins to be manifested in your life, that you don't get puffed up with pride and that you don't start getting, that you don't start looking at yourself. You stay in a place of humility. You stay in a place of meekness. You acknowledge God in every area. You acknowledge what He's doing in your life. And I'm telling you, the more you acknowledge Him, the more you'll see Him moving. The more you'll be experiencing open heavens in your life. But you'll only do it as you acknowledge Him, as you stay submitted to Him, as you believe Him. All the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord. Isn't that what happened to Joseph? Isn't that what happened to Daniel? Isn't that what happened to these men? They were in heathen nations. They were in people in a godless environments. Some of you may find yourself in godless environments. More so today than it may be at any other time in the history of our nation. We find ourselves in godless environments. And in those environments, the favor of God is what spread. The favor of God is what was seen. That people said, oh my, you are blessed by God. I want that. That's what you're called to do. That's what I'm called. That's what I'm called to. Say this, I'm called to be favored. I'm called to put God on display. So here I am, Lord. Let it happen. Let it rain. And the Lord will grant you, verse 11, the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Now look at verse 12. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you're heeding the commandments of the Lord. And so he goes on and talks about these things, but here's what I want you to get. Now it's not conditional upon us. Now it's to be received by faith, because Jesus fulfilled all of this. And it says that he became a curse, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, not through what we do, but through faith. We receive what Jesus did, and now we position ourselves to be recipients of his love, recipients of his grace, and all of that grace, all of that righteousness empowers us to do everything that God is asking us to. It's not that I'm going to be disobedient and still be blessed. It's that the grace of God and the righteousness of God now, because of my new nature, empowers me to live the life that they couldn't back then.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm going to experience open heavens. Yeah. Open heavens. Open heavens. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up and let's receive from open heavens. Open heavens. Somebody say open heavens. Open heavens. Ridiculous favor is in your life. You may find yourself in a godless place. I'm going to also ask the prayer team to come up as well as we get ready to close here. Because what I want you to do is I want you to mix faith. I want you, and what does it mean to mix faith? It means believe. I want you to take a moment. This may be the most important time of the service right now for you. This may be the most important time for you right at this moment to pay really close attention. Because everything that I'm talking about, the favor of God, the open heavens, those things, all of those things will only be experienced if you'll engage with your heart. Recognize it's not because you're saying, yes, I just believe the truth. You're saying, God, I believe you. The Father's the one that does this. He's the one that gives favor. He's the one that causes people's hearts to be turned towards you, that causes people to want to promote you, that causes people to want to do things for you. The Father does that. So that means my focus isn't on favor. My focus isn't even on open heavens. My focus is on the giver of favor. My focus is on the one who has enabled me to live that life and to acknowledge and to recognize and to receive from the creator of all things, the one who is love, the one who is good, the one whose glory is to be manifested in our lives, that sent his son. And you know, if you're here this morning and you've never, and you said, you know, I don't want to be on the outside looking in. I don't want to be under the kingdom of darkness. And it feels like I have. You know, all that you have to do today is make a decision for the Lord and say, Jesus, I believe. I believe in this, that you came to give me ridiculous favor. I believe. I believe that you died for my sin and that you died for my past mistakes. Can we just stand, please? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Some of you have, this is a year to reignite dreams, to reignite expectation, to reignite that perhaps you've stopped dreaming, that you've stopped reaching out, you've stopped being aggressive. And the reason is because you've been disappointed in the past. And you know, and I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, it's time to dream again. It's time to reach out, step out, get out of your boat of comfort and get out of your boat of disappointment and get out of your boat of hurt. Jesus said that the Spirit is on me to heal the brokenhearted. Thank you, Father. Yeah, that's a word right now. Right now. Open heavens right now. Open heavens, whatever area in your life that you're ready for God just to show forth his glory and for you to experience open heavens. Man, the Spirit of God is going to to be working in your lives right now for the next 5 minutes, lift up your hands right now. Father, right now we receive. We stand under open heavens, rivers of living water flowing out of us right now. We thank you, Father, that there's a point where heaven touches earth, and that's right here in our hearts. That's right here in us right now. In Jesus' name, that the rivers coming out of the kingdom of heaven are flowing right into our lives through our spirit man, and that we stand under open heavens right now, Father, that you pour out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. It's a deluge that you're doing exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Father, heal broken hearts right now. Heal broken hearts right now. People that have struggled, people that have been disappointed, people that have been hurt, people that aren't in the situation where they thought they would be at this point in their life. Father, I thank you that because of the river of the Spirit of God that's coming out, the healing flow is healing broken hearts right now. That you're reigniting new dreams and new passions and new expectations, Father. You're reigniting even some old dreams and old things that we had hoped for. And Father, we recognize that your favor, even in difficult situations, will begin to be made manifest. That where there was obstacles and where there were problems, what I see is really it's in line with what Alan was sharing, where things were stuck and where there didn't seem like that there was any progress and that you were stuck, that all of a sudden that the doors are unlocked and that there is an opening and that the paths are open and that there's new favor on your life like never before. And that as you're yielding to God in your heart and saying, yes, God, yes, yes, I yield this area. I yield this time. Yes, I'm not going to feed myself with things from darkness. I'm not going to allow myself to get angry because of political commentary and political news and things like that. Some of you need to turn off Fox News. Some of you need to turn off political commentary, because all it's doing is it's making you angry in the process, and you're talking more about the problem than you are the solution, which is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so you're finding comfort in your misery, and you need to be finding comfort in the goodness of God in your life. Don't be a murmurer and a complainer. Be a solution to the problem by is that ministering to you? When to come on? Some of you don't need to spend so much time on Facebook. You're saying, Pastor, you're talking about, behavior. No, I'm talking about your heart. You're feeding yourself with the wrong things, and so those seeds are going in and producing wrong stuff. Understand this, the favor of God and the blessing of God is going to be on the seeds that are sown into your life. It all starts with the seed. So what are you sowing? What's coming? What's being rooted in your heart? What's coming out? Because the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things will enter in. It can choke the word out. So just don't let those things come in anymore. Open up to the things of heaven. Father, we receive. Father, we receive. Father, we receive. Some of you just need to make a turn in your thinking. That's called repentance. Yes, Father, as he's talking to you about things that you need to change, it's for your good so that you can experience. So let's do that right now. Father, we acknowledge that in Jesus' name. Yes, Father, we'll make a change here. We'll make a change there. Yes, Father. Well, we'll focus on you, Jesus. You're the source of life. You're the source of everything. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for ridiculous favor. And thank you that the heavens are open again. Say, open heavens. Ridiculous favor. In Jesus' name.